Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning, everyone. And today, that B-I-B-L-E is exactly what we will be talking about as we get into the fifth hint from J.C. Ryle as to training our children according to the Lord, the duties of parents. This is hint number five, and sure enough, it is this. Train your child to a knowledge of the Bible. Now, we all know this is really lacking in our culture today. Adults and children are very unaware of what is in the Bible. They have not been trained. And J.C. Ryle begins here in his first paragraph with the idea that although we cannot make our children love the Bible, only the Holy Ghost can do that, we can make our children acquainted with the Bible. We can introduce them to the Bible. We can read them Bible stories. We can train them to read the Bible themselves. And sure enough, he said, they cannot be acquainted too soon or too well. And that is the truth. Now, in the second paragraph here on page 9, he says to us that a thorough knowledge of the Bible is the foundation of all clear views of religion. If you want your child grounded in the ways of the Lord to the point where they will not wave and go with every new fad that comes along, they will not be carried away by every wind of new doctrine, you must teach them the Bible. It is your duty. And in that second paragraph, J.C. Ryle says, any system of training, last sentence in that second paragraph, any system of training which does not make a knowledge of Scripture, the Bible, unsafe and unsound, you're following a deceiving theory. You are not following the truth. Now, in the next paragraph, the third one, it's a little bit longer here on page 9. And here, J.C. Ryle begins to talk about how so many people are really placing their honor in places where honor doesn't belong, rather than on Jesus and in the scriptures that tell about Jesus. He begins that paragraph with this line, "You need to be careful just now, for the devil is abroad and error abounds." Right? We've talked about this, that we have an enemy who would like to draw our children away from sound teaching, away from the ways of the Lord. And there are many churches even and homes that are teaching error. They're not teaching the truth of the Bible. And then some are to be found amongst us who give the church the honor that is due to Jesus Christ. In your church, if you are not keeping Jesus front and center, as our pastor, Pastor Torres, has been teaching very, very thoroughly, then you may, in fact, be really giving honor to the church, the building, the people, and not to the one who is the true head of the church, and that is Jesus. Some are found, he goes on to say, who make the sacraments saviors and passports to eternal life. Now, the sacraments are not going to take us to heaven. It is only our belief in the one true Lord and Savior, Jesus. And then he goes on to say, some are to be found in like manner who honor a catechism. You know, the little books full of ideas and traditions and little prayers, more than the Bible. Now, the catechism is not more important than the Bible, nor should it ever take the place of the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. It takes top priority over any other book. Or, he says, people, parents, are filling the minds of their children with miserable little storybooks of truth. But last line in this paragraph, I highlighted it and I started. If you love your children, let the simple Bible be everything in the training of their souls, and let all other books go down and take the second place. The Bible, and there are some very simply written Bibles for the younger ones. There are some paraphrased Bibles for those that are beginning to read. There are many different translations that make the Bible easier to understand when working with children or beginners that are just learning the Bible. Use them. But make the Bible your top book in your home and in your training of your children. Now, he goes on to say that you shouldn't care so much for their being mighty in that catechism as for their being mighty in the scriptures. That's the goal. You want your children to know what's in the Bible. And this year in our Sunday school, we're going to really be putting emphasis on learning and memorizing scripture. This is the training, believe me, says J.C. Ryle, that God will honor. Oh, it will please his heart to see you teaching his little children about Jesus. Now, the psalmist says of him, Thou hast magnified thy word being the Bible, and the whole of the Bible telling about Jesus, the Word, above all thy name. And J.C. Ryle ends this little paragraph saying his belief that he believes, I think, he says, that the Lord gives an especial blessing to all who try to magnify it among men, bring it alive, show it forth, teach it in your training of children. And then at the very bottom of the page, he gives us a bit of a duty for children, that we need to train them up in this way. He says, see that your children read the Bible reverently. Now that reverently means remembering always that it is holy. It is holy unto the Lord. It is the word of God. It is God speaking. We must teach our children to read that Bible reverently. That's a great word to learn. Train them to look on it, not as the word of men is, in truth. And then over to the top of page 10. This could be coming straight out of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, especially verses 16 and 17. It's the writings of Paul to Timothy, who was like his own son. And this is almost a paraphrase of much of what is written in there, that the children must know it is the word of God, top of page 10, written by the Holy Ghost himself. That Holy Ghost is a person. It is a person of the Godhead. And he, it is, who wrote the Bible. All true, every word of it's true, all to read it, and in so many different ways, and able to make wise, to give wisdom, make wise unto salvation, how to be saved by the Lord himself through your faith, which is in Christ Jesus. If you want to be part of the family of God, you must be reading your Bible. It will make you wise unto salvation, and teach it to your children. Now, the next paragraph here makes it clear that you must have a routine for this. You really plan to implement a Bible reading routine in your household, in your family. See, he says, that they read it regularly. Now notice that word is really, I highlighted it. It's in italics because it's the key. You've got to stay with it. You've got to make time for it. Train them to regard it as their soul's daily food. Just as we feed our physical bodies and we make sure that our children have had a good breakfast, a good lunch, a good dinner, we must feed their souls. And we do that with the Bible as a thing essential to their soul's daily health. I know, well, you cannot make this anything more than a form. But there is no telling the amount of sin which a mere form may indirectly restrain. He is saying, once you get your children reading the Bible every day, it will keep them. And it will keep them from sin. It's a guarantee. See, next paragraph, that they read it all. Now, this is very interesting because what I see today is there are many churches and even many parents that just hold back a lot of what is in the Bible from their children, thinking that it's too much for them to hear. But I tell you, and J.C. Ryle says it, the very end of that little paragraph, the last line says, children understand far more of the Bible than we are apt to suppose. They can understand it. And especially if you are giving them a version of it that they are able to understand. Tell them, here are some things that he, J.C. Ryle, encourages you to tell them. Tell them of sin. You must tell children about sin, that it has its guilt that is with it. There are consequences to it. It has power, and it is vile. I highlighted all of that. You will find that they can comprehend something of this. How can they stay away from sin and beware of sin if they don't know what sin is? It's important. Secondly, in that next little paragraph there, tell them of the Lord Jesus Christ and his work for our salvation, all that he did. Here it is listed. The atonement. He atoned, paid for our sins. The cross. The blood. The sacrifice. The intercession. How he stands now interceding for us. You will discover there is something not beyond them. In all of this, they can understand it. And if you don't have a full grasp of all of that yet, get them to Sunday school for help. Come with them to Sunday school. There would be classes for you too. Learn of it yourself that you may clarify and explain it to your children. These are key components of the Christian faith. And then lastly, and probably the most neglected, tell them of the work of the Holy Spirit in man's heart. That part of the Lord, there are three parts in the Godhead. We have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit who will come into your heart when you believe in the Son Jesus. And what does he do? It's listed there. He changes. Remember that revolution that we talked about last time, the revolutions that he can inspire? He changes. He renews you and makes you like new. He sanctifies you, making you more like Jesus. And he purifies you. He gets rid of all sin. And Jesus did it. On the cross, the Holy Spirit will continue that work in your belief. In short, and let's look at the last two lines here in this section 5. In short, I suspect we have no idea how much a little child can take in of the length and breadth of the glorious gospel. They see far more of these things than we suppose. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for that Bible. It is your word to us. And Lord, it tells in wonderful, glorious words all about your great Son, Jesus, who you sent to this world just for us, sinners though we may be. And Lord, We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you send to our hearts once we put our faith and trust in your Son, Jesus. Lord, we Bible telling us all that we need to know. May we live up to duty number 5 and teach it in great length to the children. In Jesus' name, may you give us the strength, the knowledge, and the wisdom to do it. Amen.
Children, get on board.